We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination south of Tyler off of FM 344. Good friend of mine, let's call him Bob, laments that when it comes to choosing the next president, there's nothing on the menu but career politicians. None of them's ever run anything, he says. None of them's ever done anything in the private sector. They've been in government their entire adult lives. Well, I don't disagree. I, too, am weary of the ruling class, that cohort of pedigreed and self-appointed elites from both parties who gravitate to the perks and power of high elected office. We on the right should find a nominee who's seeking the presidency as a capstone to a successful career in the private sector. We should look for someone who has started and run companies that created wealth for their shareholders and good jobs for their employees. We should try to find someone capable of wading into a difficult situation and turning it around. We should seek out a man or woman with real-world understanding of how poor government policy can adversely affect risk-taking, investment, and job creation. Too bad we on the right haven't found such a candidate lately. Oh, wait. We did. His name was Mitt Romney, and he lost. So with all due respect to Bob, forget about a private sector resume and start looking for what the GOP really needs, and that's someone who can sell it. On that score, the Democrats have buried the GOP in four of the past six elections. Bill Clinton did it twice, as did Barack Obama. I saw Barack Obama's keynote speech to the 2004 Democratic National Convention in person and said at the time that he might soon be a presidential contender. I've seen Clinton in person on countless occasions, pardon me, and have been envious every time of his natural gifts. The ray of hope for the GOP is that Hillary has exactly none of those gifts. The career resume of the next nominee is a concern, but it's a secondary concern. Of primary concern is the ability to articulate a conservative vision for America in plain, believable, uplifting, hopeful, and persuasive English. In other words, the language of leadership. Give us a nominee who can speak to a bright future brought about by a strong military, a light regulatory burden, a belief in the American people, and a cogent and resolute foreign policy based on American strength. Give me a nominee who can tell the American story to a generation of voters that's never heard it plainly and eloquently spoken from the mouth of a politician. Two such persons immediately come to mind. The first is Condoleezza Rice, who isn't running, but whose 2012 GOP convention speech brought tears to the eyes. The second is Marco Rubio, who speaks from his heart and from his personal experience about an America of aspiration and opportunity and hope. It is way too early to start a Rubio bandwagon. He may not be electable, but it is worth noting that he has qualities the GOP has been missing for a very long time. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter, at Paul Gleiser. You look at a shelf full of wines, and the only available clue on any bottle is the label. And a label's not much to go on, but your own taste is. That's why having the ability to select your wines directly from the winemaker by tasting them is such a great thing. With that in mind, I'd like to invite you to try three wines that are unique to the Keepersall Winery. The Keepersall Stainless series of wines, consisting of 2012 vintages of Cabernet, Syrah, and Merlot, are wines that have never touched oak. They were aged in stainless tanks. The result is that you taste only the fruit and the earth of the Keepersall vineyards. The very nature of the grapes comes through without interference. Of the three stainless wines at Keepersall, my favorite is the Merlot, but that's me. Try all three for yourself. Tell them I sent you, and the tasting fees go on my tab. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.